Welcome everyone to a brand new episode of the Action Movie Guys podcast, episode 465. We're starting a brand new franchise. We're starting the Eddie Murphy, I think the one that put him into fame in this one. I mean, besides Saturday Night Live, but this is the one that put him as a movie star. And we're talking about his franchise, the Beverly Hills Cop franchise from 1984. I'm your host, Alex Figueroa. My co-host is
Nate from Netflix Reviews.
All right, Nate, introduce our special guest.
Yes, we are joined. We're going to be joined for the next 8 episodes with one of our interns. You've heard him here before. So, you know, once they become an intern, their intro gets, as the week goes on, it gets shorter and shorter. But Evan is here. Evan, say hello to everybody. Reintroduce yourself. It's been a while.
Hello, I'm Evan. I'm a guy who just loves movies and loves talking with you two about it.
There he is. And so he's here. He's going to be reviewing some Eddie Murphy movies, and he's going to be doing the other theme, which we'll get to at the end of the show again. Yeah. I'll remind you what that is. So he'll be here for the next bunch of episodes.
All right. Well, let's get right into this because this is where it's going to get juicy.
Oh,
let's get to the box office numbers from 1984. This movie was budgeted, it says, between $13 to $15 million. Well, guess what? My brother made mad money because this thing made a worldwide of $316 million at the box office. So, Nate, I mean, you put that face. So what are you, you shocked?
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's on the high end. Let's say it's a $15 million budget.
Yeah.
This made 20 times the budget, you know. So as far as production goes, Paramount just had to be licking their chops when this thing came out. Like, oh my gosh, we got to make more. And of course,
well, they did.
They did. But yeah, that's, I mean, this got to be one of the more successful movies we've done in terms of budget to box office ratio. That is fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. Evan, anything on the numbers of the budget and worldwide?
I'm a little shocked that it was that high. I was thinking, I know it made a lot of money because this is one of the crown jewels of Michael Eisner when he's at Paramount, where his formula of good scripts, simple, cheap, but they're going to make a lot of money for us. And that's his like formula of Paramount in the 80s. But I didn't realize it was that much. That's a huge amount for even at that time.
Well, let me just tell you something. If that was the formula, they should repeat that formula.
They should go back to that. Simple scripts, low budgets, big hits. What is wrong with that exactly? I don't know.
I don't know what's wrong with that because, man, their formula.
Have some talented actors in there.
Yeah.
Good director, and let him make a fun movie. Easy.
I agree with that. Well, with that said, Nate, what did you think of what did the critics and audience think of this Beverly Hills Cop
one? Yes, this is one of the rare ones. This is one of the rare ones in that, I don't know, out of 465 movies, it has to have happened less than 30 times.
Uh-oh.
The same exact score, critics and audiences. Same score. 82%. This is very highly regarded by critics. This is very highly regarded by people like us, regular Joe Schmoes, 82 and 82.
I'm not shocked. I'm kind of shocked. Actually, I'm not shocked with the audience, I got to say, but I'm kind of a little shocked with the critics. Because normally they would put this at a 70-ish.
Well, because it's a popular movie, the audience one is not. You're right. The critics don't always love popular movies. Sometimes, obviously a lot of times, but there's also a lot of times where a movie is very popular and they're a little bit, more critical of it. Whereas here, it seems like across the board, everybody enjoyed it.
Well, not even that. It's they're never favored with comedians as lead action stars, right?
Yeah, true. Comedies and a lot of horror and a lot of what we do, action, genre films generally. You're right.
We'll talk a little bit about this during the lead character. But Evan, anything with the Rotten Tomatoes scores that you think it's off or you think it's on point?
Well, I was just thinking that maybe because this wasn't your typical action movie, that in a sense of they have the comedy and it's in that sense, the critics were able to get on board with that easily than just a typical, like, your Arnold movies or those typical action movies of the time. And maybe that's what set that apart for them. I have no clue, but
could be.
No, you might be right.
You might be like, dang, you know what? This is an action movie with some laughs. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, you might be right, but let's get right into it. All right, lead character, Axel Foley, played by Eddie Murphy, lead star there. All right, take it away, Evan. You're the guest, so you go first.
Well, how do you separate the two? Like, for me, I grew up with Axel Foley and Eddie Murphy on one. Like, they are very, like, this character, I don't know, was written for him, or did he take what was scripted and made it for him? Like, this is just a perfect where the character, I feel, is fleshed out, that we get to know him and that we care about him, that he actually has a backstory, but we're not dwelling on it. Like, we meet friends and we meet people from his past, but it's a quick script and we feel like we know who he is. We know what he is as a cop. I love Paul Freight. What's his name? His
partner. Paul Reiser.
And like how that relationship, like, I just feel like it just, everything centers around him, but it works well and we get to know him as a person. And so I liked him. I think there's parts where Eddie Murphy is figuring out how to act and deliver some lines and stuff like that. But I thought he was a great character for the movie. So I ended up giving him a 4. I took him down because there's some kind of lines that I'm like going, he didn't know how to deliver that at all, and the director did. I did like the, like when he's walking by the two people in his like leather jackets on Beverly Hills and he's laughing at them. It's kind of like a nod to him and his red jacket and leather. So I did enjoy that little part of the movie.
4 out of 5. All right. Go ahead, Nate. What you got?
I'm with you, Evan. I gave him a 4 out of 5. I think Alex is going to give him a 5, but maybe not. We'll see. I don't know. Okay, listen, this is not a movie I grew up with at all. I did not see this movie until not that long ago. Like, I'm saying within the last like 5 years was the first time I watched this movie. So it's not one that I have any like nostalgia for at all. This is purely just watching it now, going back. And I think you're right. I think especially in the early scenes, especially when he's in the precinct, the acting is like not the best, where he's trying to be like just casual. It's almost like he doesn't know how to be casual. You know, he knows how to do the comedy. He knows how to he was good in like the action and stuff. But he knows how to do that kind of fast paced stuff. But when he has to just be like a normal guy, it almost seems like he can't nail it. That's more on the acting than the character. I agree, though. I did not give him a 5 because I just feel like, I don't know. I think Axel Foley is a really good character. Clearly, they made 4 of these movies, so he's likable. Yeah, you don't get a lot of backstory with him. Like, and I think that's what always keeps me from giving a 5 because like he's just a cop. We're introduced to him. He's a cop in Detroit. All you know is he knows this guy who gets killed. Like, they go back. They're friends. And then he goes to Beverly Hills to try to solve it himself. And that's all. And then he knows the other, the lady, you know, like he has a friend there. But that's it. Like, you don't know nothing about anything else. Like, he's a fairly newish cop. Like, he's not like a guy that's been on the force for 20 years or anything. I think they give you enough to really like him.
Yeah.
But for me, they don't give you enough to make him like an elite 5 out of 5 lead. So I gave him a 4. I think he's a lot of fun in the role. Well cast. A lot of funny parts. And he's very entertaining to watch.
Yeah. Oh, man. All right. Anyway, I gave him a 4.
I gave him a 4. Okay.
No, it's not a 5.
Okay.
Even when I was watching it, I was like, this is not 5. I mean, I think he was casted for the role for a reason. And I think he did a great job in his first action movie. I think he did a great job, but there was just a lot. And I don't like to critique acting because we're doing lead characters, not the person doing the character. But I do agree. It reminded me of, and I don't know if Nate is going to agree with me, but it reminded me of Martin Lawrence in Bad Boys 1, where he was not good at all.
He got better with the character. Yeah.
But he was just not as good. Where Will Smith just fell right into his character.
Yeah.
Because he did a lot of action movies before, so he knew what it takes to do. But that's what I felt like. And I felt like when it comes to comedians and action roles, some of them got it first time around. If I feel like they got it. But then some of them, it has to take a few more years for them to grow into the shoes of being an action star. And and it's funny because action is a genre, which is so weird to say. As a genre, you think it's a machismo, macho man roles. But it's not. If you really look at the history of action, which we're not going to be doing here, but if you really look at it, a lot of comedians were action stars. It's weird to say. I don't know how, why, and how, but you see it. Billy Crystal had an action movie. Like, yeah, he was well known for a popular one, which I think we're going to do in a future episode with him and the dancing guy. I forgot his name.
Oh, Running Scared?
Running Scared. Yeah, that was a big famous one of his, which is an action movie. He plays a cop also, which is weird. But if you look at it, The Rock, Samuel Jackson, Will Ferrell, right? Marky Mark.
Oh, we're doing that one. Another one.
Yeah, the other guys. Yeah. So if you look at like the history of action, you see prominent, big time comedians, like legends of comedy, go right into the roles of action. Is weird.
And then some of them, there's a physicality with comedy, especially back then, that can translate well to an action movie, honestly.
No, I agree.
Even Jackie Chan. Like, he's an action guy first, but he's really almost like as funny as he is, you know, action. He's a Buster Keaton, you know, like kind of. And the physicality works in both settings.
I agree. I agree. And I think in terms of Eddie Murphy himself, I think he did a great job. I think the scenes that are funny because he came at that time, he was big on Saturday Night Live. So you could see his improvisation coming into the character. And I think it's funny when he plays the multi, when he goes to the hotel and he acts like the guy from Rolling Stones.
Oh, yeah. That scene is so funny.
It is.
He starts yelling
to interview Michael Jackson. And I ain't going to put in my article, Rolling Stones cannot, because there's a nigga that's going to be in. Because he can't. So I thought that was funny. He plays the gay guy that has to tell the guy that he has herpes or something. Really funny.
He's like, maybe you should tell him yourself.
Yeah. So I like when he does those things. It's funny. But yes, I agree with Evan and I agree with Nate. There are just scenes that his acting is just bad when he gets serious.
Yes.
And it's like, oh, that's not good. But other than that, I think he is a four. Because I think the action sequences, he was pretty good. He didn't look stiff like Martin did in Bad Boys 1. He kind of looked natural in the fighting sequences. But other than that, yeah, I think a four is warranted for him. Maybe he'll get better in 2, 3, and 4, but we'll see. Four it is. Okay, main villain. Now we got, so this is weird. So we got the German guy.
Victor Maitland.
Yes, Victor Maitland. We have him. So, and then his henchmen, if you got to say. Yes, and a bunch
that
of henchmen.
Guy from Bosch. No, yeah, not so Bosch. What was his name? The other guy from,
Breaking Bad.
Breaking Bad, yeah.
Yeah, Breaking Bad. All right, so now you take over. So and what
Community.
Do you think?
I know him from Community. All right, you know me. You know me. And you know that this is a three for me because this guy is like, you know, he's a rich guy. I'm not a fan of these types of villains in general, like across the board. Rich guy, businessman, you know, he is like an art. He's big in the art world in Beverly Hills. But now he's getting into like drugs and all these German bear bond things and smuggling. It's like, okay, I get it. These types of villains mostly work. I'm not saying it doesn't work for the movie, but when we're breaking it down as like, is this an amazing villain? No, I don't think he is. I think he's fine. He's definitely bad. You know, he does bad stuff. He shoots people. He has henchmen that shoot. He murders people that get in the way. But like, he's not memorable to me. Like when we're done with this in a week, I won't remember his name. I won't remember that his name is Victor Maitland. You know what I mean? I think he's fine while you're watching the movie. He's pretty good. Doesn't like, he's not horrible, but I don't think he's an incredible villain. I gave him a three.
All right. What you got?
I think Nate's being too kind.
We forgot. Evan is very
hardcore
tough.
Hardcore Evan is out.
Yes,
there.
Hardcore
he is.
Evan is here.
I ended up giving him a two. One, I used to watch this all the time as a kid, and I forgot the main guy. I remember the henchman. Like, I forgot there was this other guy. See? Like, oh, this is the real guy. But if you notice, like, we don't ever see, we only get told what he does. We saw the first his henchmen do stuff, but we never see much in the show. So he's kind of boring. He sits most of the time. He talks. And we don't really see much. It's as a villain, if I'm breaking him out and doing this as you're scoring, he ends up a two because I don't care. I don't find him interesting.
He ends up a two because I don't care.
Because I don't care.
That's fair.
I like it. You know what, Evan? Because I don't care either. I gave him a two. I didn't like him. I didn't care. I didn't care. No, the reason why is because he is a carbon copy of the same bad guy in Lethal Weapon 2. The old man. Same thing. The only difference is the guy was German. In the other one. And he had a group of henchmen. Remember that? In Lethal Weapon 2. So, but anyway, with that said, generic bad guy. he does shoot. He did shoot Axel Foley in the arm. So, like, I give him credit for that. Like, he did do that.
Takes the girl hostage.
He took the girl hostage, Jenny. Right? But other than that, I'm like, he is whack. Like, I agree with Evan. Like, he doesn't do much. And it's true. The other guy from Breaking Bad is the kind of face. He hits Foley in the back where he could have killed him in the first 10 minutes of the movie. You know, he gets punched in the face, thrown over the table.
Executes that guy in the hallway.
Yeah, he executes his friend with two shots to the head, professional style. But yeah, I'm going to be honest. Like, he is whack. Like, he is a whack villain. Even the henchmen guys were kind of whack. They were kind of 80s. Like, it's weird because that guy who plays Casey, the blonde guy that was next to the Breaking Bad guy, he's the bad guy in one of the Die Hard movies. Because I saw his face. I was like, wait, you wanted the henchman in Hans Gruber's? No, you were one of the people of a Hans Gruber guy. I believe he was in Die Hard 1, 2. It was 1 or 2.
I'll tell you
right remember
now,
him in 3.
Michael which one is? Champion is his name.
Yeah.
He's in Beverly Hills Cop. He's not in any Die Hard. Maybe he just looks like a guy in Die Hard.
He's not in one of the... I felt like he looked like one of the henchmen.
He's in Total Recall.
That's where I saw him from. Yeah. His face.
He's in Total Recall.
Okay, so I was kind of wrong action guy. Yeah. But he was one of those. Yeah, wrong action movie guy. But yeah, his face is very well known. And that's what it was. It was Total Recall. He was in my man Iron. Was it your boy Iron Ride?
Ironside, Michael Ironside.
Ironside, yeah, that's your boy. But yeah, in terms of the bad guys, I think they're kind of lean. They kind of sucked. They had nothing to the story at all, besides the generic coffee beans and cocaine and all that BS. But anyway, with that said, two for me.
I was gonna say all we needed is like a scene from Roadhouse. I was thinking of that henchman. Like we didn't get much of what that is, but we got like two scenes with that guy just acting on, like destroying his friend's carport and going into like and beating up. Like we had some action from the main villain. We just needed a couple of scenes from that. I think that would have improved the experience of this. How evil or bad he's supposed to be.
Very interesting, because isn't he the bad guy in Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Is he?
This guy?
Yeah, isn't he the one that looks into the case? He goes, so beautiful. And then he goes, he's like, don't look at the thing, Marion.
Steven Berkoff is his name, and he is in...
He was in Indiana Jones. I know that. I know his face.
He's in Beverly Hills Cop in 1984. Uh-huh. Not. He's in Rambo Part 2.
That's what it is. Rambo Part 2.
You keep mixing them up with like other movie guys from other movies.
That is so funny. Oh my God. That's right.
I looked at Nate and I was like going, Nate and I were like going,
I knew it was an action. I knew it was an action one. Yes, that's the same. He was in Rambo 2. That's right. When he was telling him, Murdoch, I'm coming for you. And he's like looking at him with the face that me and Nate laughed like so hard in that scene because he kept looking at him. But yeah, I agree. He's a 2. Evan gave him a 2. Nate gave him a 3.
I gave him a 3. He's fine.
Because he's nice.
Yeah,
he's all right. Action scenes, Evan.
Oh, this is tough.
this is tough.
Okay, going into it, because when we were saying this is an action movie, I was like, oh, there's action in it, but isn't it a comedy? So I always forget about it. I ended up with a 3 because I don't think the action is like amazing. I don't think so. I also know anytime it's switched out for the stuntman for Eddie Murphy.
His hair gets so much bigger.
You see, but look, yeah, it's all you know exactly what's happening, and the cutscenes, like they're doing it because Eddie Murphy is not an action guy. Like there's a couple of cutscenes, you're like going, oh, what happened? There was one where it's like I felt I rewinded because I was like, did I miss something? When they're going through the house, I was like, when did they go there? Like I was just a little confused. It wasn't terrible. I think for the movie that it is, like you're getting that comedy and you're getting that action, it has a well balance. But if I'm comparing to all the other action movies we've seen or whatever, it is a 3.
Yeah, that's a good point. You know, when I make the schedule, it's like where can we branch, right? And this is definitely an what you'd call like an action comedy. Comedy first, but you know, nobody calls them comedy actions. So it's you know, you're right. That's a good point. And we're going to be doing more of these in the future. So anytime I check a movie and if it has action in the description, we'll do it. Even if it's not a lot. Tequila Sunrise. I mean, it had it in the description. And guess what? One explosion in it. And that's it. So I agree with Evan. It is surprising how much action there ends up being, though, in my opinion. especially in the third act. Like that whole big house scene with all the guns, and there's like a lot of shooting. You get the chase scene early with the song. What's that? That Neutron Dance song, which always, I don't know why it doesn't fit what's happening, but I like that song.
Which one?
The song where it's like
Daddy,
the Neutron Dance.
No,
where the lady's like doing the Neutron Dance, and he's on the in the cigarette truck, and it's like driving through the city and stuff.
I don't know. I thought it gave it a
no.
I don't know. It's so clever.
No.
You know what it is? You don't like 80s movies.
Yeah, that's a lot but of that song movies. Sounds like a song you'd play with like some kids running through the mall, not a cop chasing a cigarette truck. It like
then
it,
you're
it,
gonna hate the other ones because there's a lot of other movies.
You're probably right. No, I like that scene. I don't like the music that goes with it. So. But I like the song independently. And that's the case. To me, that's the case with a lot of the songs in here. I like the music in the movie. I don't always think it fits everything that's happening on screen. But I like the action here. I agree, though. I gave it a 3. We got to be realistic. It's not a ton, but there's enough. And it's fun. Like, it's entertaining. You know, it's solid. So, to me, solid gets a nice 3.
Yeah, when it came to action, I was like, okay, I agree with Evan. There's a lot of stunt work you could see, especially in the scene with the truck in the beginning. You can see him swinging his Eddie, and it comes back into someone else swinging side to side, getting thrown around, which is okay. I gave it a 3. I don't know. I thought it was good in the first one. Felt very 80s, though. This is a very 80s movie with the henchmen, with the machine guns, shooting the ground when they're running. They're hiding behind stuff. They have shotguns and pistols and revolvers shooting back. There's nothing for me that's memorable in the action sequences that I'll go, oh, yeah, you know what? This is Beverly Hills Cop. I don't think of Beverly Hills Cop for that type of action. The first one. Because the first one is mostly about Axel Foley. Everyone talks about Eddie Murphy's like comedic. Him disarming the guy, I thought was pretty cool. When they in the when they in the strip bar and he's talking and he's like this, he's dancing. He's like, I thought that shit is funny. I don't know why, but he's shaking his shoulder. And yeah. He's talking. He's like, yeah, you know, these bad guys behind you. I thought that scene is pretty funny. But him disarming, yeah. Again, truck in the beginning, sure. The gun firing at the end, just typical for me. So I couldn't go higher than a 3 because I thought it was good. Maybe down the line, does the action do get better? I don't know. Going into like the 90s, because these movies do go into the 90s and 2000s. So let's see how modern will take the action. But right now for the 80s, I think a 3 is a good start for a franchise. So
yeah, part 2 is directed by Tony Scott, who's like an action director. Compared to this, which is what Martin Brest, not exactly lighting up the action cinema world. Mm-mm. So I think he did his best.
He did his best with his breast.
Yeah, he did his best.
All right. 3 across the board here. Okay, storyline. Take it away, Nate.
Okay. I think it's good. I think the story is very good. Strength of the movie is story and characters. To me, I love Bronson Pinchot in this movie. I know he's not in it a lot, but every time he talks, it makes me laugh.
Oh, Serge?
Yes. I love Serge. I loved him when he was on Perfect Strangers when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
And he's kind of like, this is like the prototype Balky, pretty much, with the weird accent that you don't really know where he's from. It just sounds like it's from somewhere. I love him. I like Axel Foley. I love the sergeant that he's always like super pissed off. You know, these action movies always got these pissed off sergeants. It's like a staple. They got to be mad.
It is.
And then, you know, Judge Reinhold. And who's the other? What was the name of the other?
Billy? I know. Sergeant Taggart.
Yes.
Aston.
Aston, yes.
Yeah.
I like them. Like, I like their dynamic with Axel Foley. And their sergeant is that guy who's been in a million
your
movies.
Your boy, Rodney Cox.
Yeah,
son.
Rodney Cox. RoboCop, baby.
RoboCop.
Yeah, that's and he's boy. Good in this movie. You know, he's so evil in that movie. I mean, that's a good actor because we hated him in that on purpose. And you kind of like him here. He's like, we're by the book in Beverly Hills. Do you want to press charges on these guys? He's like, what are you talking about? He's like, don't press charges. He's like, no, what are you saying? And he turns out to like stick up for him at the end and everything. I'm glad Evan brought up that part about Eisner with the script being simple. This is, you're never going to be confused when you're watching this movie. You won't be like, what's going on? Because someone's friend gets killed. He goes to try to solve it. It's a little bit of a mystery, but not really. You know who's the bad guy the whole time. And he's just trying to prove it. You know, like, that's it. I give it a 4. I think it's very strong. I like it. I think it has a really good story.
All right. What you got, Evan?
I, Nate took a lot of my talking points. This is where I was very generous because I love these characters. I love you have Axel Foley's cop sergeant on the East Coast, and he's just yelling and hardcore. And then you get to on the West Coast, like, and he points out, like, we're doing this by the book, and it's so nice and it's so lovely, like, just the, and it's just so fun, and I love all the characters. I mean, you just have a good time, right? Like, really, if I wasn't doing this as our breakdown, this, I love this movie. So this is where I want to make sure my love for this movie is shown. I gave it a 5 because as a whole movie and these characters, they're just so fun to watch. And just like you have the young, like we talked about Tiger and Billy and young, old, but Eddie's getting them to loosen up on both ends. Like, you just have fun, and how Eddie, like, the food coming out to the car,
the,
like,
shrimp all salad these, sandwich.
Like, yeah, and the banana and the tailpipe. I mean, it just has that balance. And even inside, like, the LA office with them wearing the banana nose, and those are just side characters, but whenever they're used wisely. I don't ever think, oh, that was dumb. So I gave it a 5. I thought it was I looked at it as a whole movie, and this is where
I'll say, even to your point there with the other, like with Paul Reiser at the beginning, when he's getting yelled at, he's like, this is not my locker. Whatever.
That part of it makes me laugh. Like, yeah, he's like, who the fuck is talking to you?
It's funny.
It's
very funny.
Yeah, yeah. I give this movie a 4. And the only reason I was going to give it a 5, because I think as a storyline, I think you got character development throughout everywhere. You're right, Evan. Distinguish between Detroit and Beverly Hills is there in terms of like how gritty Detroit is and then how beautiful and sexy is Beverly Hills. You do get the contrast there. I did like that. But my only knock is the villain. The villain for me, he is just pure basura. He is garbage. Like, if there was a stronger, like a Hans Gruber style character in this first movie, I would have been like, oh, hell yeah. I will totally. But I think with the simple, which I like simple storylines, but I just think it's a weak to this simple storyline. You could have had a great villain with this simple storyline, but we didn't get it. So that's the only point that I'm knocking here on it. Because other than that, I agree. I think him and Serge is met one of the funny. He's like, can you get me a Foley?
with a lemon twist.
With the lemon twist, yeah. Sure. I think that was pretty funny. Yeah, you're right. Billy, was it Taggart? Like those characters, like when they first meet him, Taggart hates him. And then they start to grow to like each other. So you get to see that stuff. I don't know. I just, and then Ronnie Cox is really good too. So yeah, you're right. But you know, it's funny with the bad guy with the sergeant from Detroit. Doesn't he look like a old ass Anthony Mackie?
He does the original Anthony Mackie,
right? Doesn't he look like Anthony Mackie?
He could be his uncle or something.
Yeah, he could be his dad. But I think, you know, it's funny. That is like, if you're looking for an 80s over the top sergeant, that's him. This dude took it to the next one, but I liked it though. He was cursing up a storm. And I do like when he goes, hey, Sarge, and he turns around, he goes, you still got your ass back there. And he goes, don't fuck with me.
Oh my God,
that
part is so funny too.
I thought that was so funny.
And the best too, you got a small cameo from Damon Wayans. The best part of
the banana.
It is, not only is like the scene funny, but in the credits, he's listed as Banana Man.
Yeah, so that was all improv. That was improv. Those two, I think they said during an interview, he said that was an improv. Because you could see when he grabs the banana, he starts to laugh walking away. So I guess they kept it in the movie. But it was kind of
funny. But you're right. You can have a simple, Die Hard is a simple story. And it has one of the best villains. It's a hostage situation. That's all it is. I don't know. There's no like crazy depth, but it works.
No, you're right. But anyway, I gave it a 4 on this one. All right. Overall, Evan, you take it away. What do you think of the entire picture? What do you score it?
Well, pretty much for the reasons you gave the storyline a 4 is why I'm giving the overall picture the 4. So the bad guy. And I also thought the girlfriend or the friend, like she kind of falls flat throughout the story. Like when she's on, like you thought you're going to have a little bit more from her, but they, I feel like they underutilize her for what she was supposed to be doing. Like she comes in only when it's important for her to be like in peril or something. Like once you get to know the backstory. So I gave it a 4 because I do love the movie. I think if you go in watching this, I still think it stands today. I laughed throughout the movie. I enjoyed the movie today. And some of these 80 comedies, you're like going, they don't hold up as well. And I thought this one did really well. So it's a 4 for me.
All right. What you got there, Neat?
I agree. You know, the weird thing with the Jenny thing is like, it almost, the way a movie plays, and they're not related, but it almost makes it like that guy should have been her brother or something. Like, how do these three know each other from like, they don't
like college or school or something.
Yeah, but they don't fit. Like, he fits with, Mikey fits with Axel as far, you could believe it. These two don't really have that sort of chemistry. Of there's no romantic chemistry really, and then if you're not going to go that, you're going old friends. They don't seem like they knew each other for that long, you know, and that more so is on the acting of like Eddie Murphy just didn't have that sort of ability yet. I think later, if this was a little later, I think he would have pulled it off better. I give the movie a 4. I think it's really good. I think it's funny still. It's not like to me, it's not like crying laughing funny, but it has a lot of good laughs in it, fun characters, decent action, great soundtrack, really good soundtrack. Yeah, as far as 80s movies go, I could see why it was such a big hit. It's a really, really fun movie. So yeah, I give it a 4.
I agree. I give it a 4 also. I think it's a great film. It's a great first film to a franchise. Eddie Murphy's great. Again, I just hinder it due to the villain. Other than that, everything, you have your action, you got your simple plot. You don't have to sit there and thinking of, oh my God, how are they going to do all this? And it was just simple. You got characters that you like. They're memorable. They're funny. Not over the top acting. Some are, but again, other than that, like, yeah, I kind of agree. Now, in terms of the, I did like the one scene though, when they in the bar and he was like, oh, how did you get the job? And he was like, oh, Jenny. And she was like, oh, get the fuck out of here.
He's like, not again.
Yeah.
He does it twice. It's so funny. Yeah, I like that scene.
Yeah, so I think, I mean, you're right. They don't give too much history on Jenny and the three, but they try to give you enough information so you go, okay, they were close friends.
Yeah, but even when he tells her he's dead, she's just like,
that's bad acting, bro. That scene right there was bad.
He's like, yeah, he's dead. And she's like, really?
Yeah, well, it's bad acting in both parts.
They didn't like each other that much. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But I did like the scene in the beginning with his best, well, with the friend.
Mikey.
I thought, it was pretty cool. They went in the bar and they playing. I think that was pretty cool.
It seemed like they knew each other for a long time.
Yeah. And he goes, you don't know why I did it? He goes, no, man. Why you did it? He goes, because I love you, man. And he was just like, oh. Yeah. And he took the shot. I thought that was pretty cool. Did he say they were in an orphanage together? Or they just say that he took the car, he stole the car, and then he got in jail, not put Eddie Murphy, right? Was that the story? That he was saying that, because they were trying to give you a backstory there.
It just says they were a childhood friend, and then he did prison time for a car theft they did when they were kids. But like,
so he didn't rat him out.
Right.
He took the took the whole blame.
Right.
Okay, gotcha. All right, so yeah, he took the fall.
And I thought at that point when that was said that Eddie Murphy was the actual one that stole the car. That's what I thought.
Yeah.
That Eddie, like, why didn't you tell him? Because I'm the one that was probably driving, but you took the blame for it. So it's like, because I love you, man. Like, that's what I was kind of hinting at with that conversation, that Eddie Murphy was technically more at fault and that he's able to be a cop and be a little bit ahead in life because of that choice that friend made.
Look how easy it is to make two people seem like old friends with a couple of lines of dialogue.
That's what I'm saying. You can do anything. Yes.
Look it up. Stop using AI and look it up.
No, you're right. I mean, it's super simple, like three sentences, and the way you deliver it could kind of broaden the scope on some storylines. But anyway, with that said, all right, total points around the horn, boys. What you got?
I'm 18.
You're 18? Nate?
I have an 18 as well.
I have a 17.
Ooh.
1 point down.
Oh, man.
Yeah, 1 point down. But other than that,
I can't believe you hate this movie. That's crazy. Just kidding.
Well, he had to give that point down because none of the actors were in the movies he thought.
That's true. He kept thinking they were in other stuff, and they were not. That pissed him off. He's like, I'll show you to trick me.
Kill you, you bastards.
Indiana Jones and Die Hard.
And Rambo.
And it was Total Recall and Rambo. Close.
All right, Nate, what is coming up next on the podcast?
All right, so paired up with these four Beverly Hills Cop movies, we're going to be doing a very interesting set of films. These are going to be movies based on old serials slash comic books. Now, when I say comic books, I don't mean necessarily all comics. Some of these are like comic strips they started as, you know, newspaper things. And the first of these movies is going to be a movie from 1990 called Dick Tracy. This could go one of two ways. We could be ruining some childhoods, or we could be solidifying some childhoods. I don't know. I mean, we're going to find out. So we'll be doing Dick Tracy. And then, of course, after that, we'll be going to the Tony Scott directed Beverly Hills Cop 2. So be on the lookout for these couple of episodes coming up.
All right. Well, guys, there you have it. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Action Movie Guys podcast episode. Don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel, Geeks and Flicks, for reviews, unboxings, and more. You can also follow us on Instagram at Geeks and Flicks. And make sure to follow the podcast on your favorite platform so you never miss an episode. And remember, don't just watch movies, live the action.